I see a lot of people making fun of Facebook, saying that it's the boomer platform, that it's dying. And the answer is not really. What a lot of people fail to understand that different countries prefer different social medias. And for instance, in the case of Facebook, it's extremely popular in Romania. Almost everyone has it, and they're using it in order to talk to their relatives, their friends at work. And they also use the other products like WhatsApp. Meanwhile, a platform like Twitter or Xitter, whatever you want to call it, it's incredibly unpopular. And so, yes, Facebook is incredibly relevant, and it's also very relevant for the small economy. Again, a lot of European nations, my own included, would suffer significant damage if Facebook was to shut down tomorrow. Why? Because almost every single small business owner requires Facebook in order to function. Like, if you open a small cat cafe down the corner, the best way to advertise it is not in the newspaper, because no one reads newspapers anymore. It's not on YouTube. But it's actually Facebook. Like, there are certain groups that partake to either your town or your local area. And you go to those groups and you find out, oh, a new coffee store has opened. Okay, I'm going to go visit. And so it's still a relevant platform. But what's also interesting is the fact that it wants to crack down on censorship. So Facebook was actually one of the worst platforms when it came to censorship, although maybe I should reconsider my assessment given the fact that Twitch and Reddit exist. But it was pretty bad, and one of the main reasons why it was so bad was the fact checkers. I remember making a video on explaining how to become a fact checker because it's absolutely hilarious. Like the very concept that there are human beings that are far more enlightened than everyone else, and they're capable of determining the truth. Like, if you go and follow one of these fact checkers, they're probably as skilled as Nancy Pelosi when it comes to trading stocks. They never make any type of bad purchasing decisions because they know the facts. If they go to a bank, they never take a bad loan, right? Because these are human beings that are capable of discerning fact from fiction at such a high level that they're probably some of the most well-off of society. And through the kindness and compassion of their hearts, of course, they descend on Facebook and help guide the people like a shepherd guides a flock, right? Like the role of a priest in a medieval society, this was the fact checker, to make sure that we don't stray into the darkness and to protect us from the evils of Russia, of Kremlin, where all the misinformation of the world comes from. Only from Kremlin, yes. Now, when I actually looked into what it took to become one of these fact checkers, you actually had to pay money to an organization. From what I could see, it was staffed with left-leaning people. And when I say left-leaning, I mean like some of the most extreme, cancerous left-leaning ideology you can find. And they would then look on your posts, they would look on your feed, on your social media activity to see if you're popular and relevant. And what exactly do you post? You know, do you support the devil? Do you support Donald Trump? Have you committed heresy? Did you misgender someone? And if they considered you clean, congratulations, you would become a Facebook fact checker. Now, that was back then. I don't know if things changed. But I remember, like, the whole joke about this shit as well, where Facebook created a supreme council. Like, these corporations, Facebook and Twitter at the time, they were LARPing as if they're nation states. Like, they were LARPing as if, oh, yes, we're going to create this supreme council, the Supreme Court. And it's going to be staffed by the far left, and they can overrule our decisions. And I remember when Facebook banned Donald Trump, the Supreme Court was like, no, you can't ban him for something that he did off platform, and certainly not forever. You should only ban him to a certain date. And I was like, what is with this cringe LARPing? Like, look how they're infantilizing the public. It's like, you as a Facebook, you're a private for-profit entity. And so you are the one that's deciding that these group of people can overrule your decisions, and you don't have to listen to them. You're not a government, like, no one can sue you if you choose not to listen to them. What the fuck is this shit? Right? But they were like doing this public LARP, absolutely disgusting. That's when I actually stopped using the platform. Their behavior disgusted me to the core. But now it seems that things are changing. And so Zuckerberg apparently if we follow the story, right, like the PR spin, his story of origin is that he used to be this bad guy that censored everything and everyone. But then he saw Donald Trump almost getting assassinated, and Donald Trump got up and he said, fight, fight, fight. And Zuckerberg, as he looked down, he realized he's getting an erection. I'm not kidding. Like, that was an interview where he basically said that stirred something primal, something animalistic in him. And after that, he became more open-minded. He, like Buddha, which rested next to the tree, he achieved the enlightenment. And he realized, okay, censorship is bad. And so he talks about the European Union. Like, this is something that I find very interesting. And I love, like every single time a billionaire bullies the European Union, I get the same experience that Zuckerberg got when Trump said, fight, fight, fight. Because the European Union has been staffed by so many cheeky little shits that try to regulate everything from the shape of banana to the way I think. Like if they could, they would even thought control me. They would even thought police me. Like, everything that goes on social media, literally everything. They're trying to regulate even companies that aren't based in the European Union. Like, if you're an American company, they start regulating you based on GDPR and other such nonsense. So they think they can regulate everyone, but the moment someone criticizes them, they freak the fuck out. Like, the way they freak out is absolutely hilarious. It's comedy gold. You know, like, nowadays, you don't get that much entertainment from Hollywood, but if you watch the European Union freaking out whenever an American company calls them out, that's the entertainment. By the way, I genuinely don't think that the European Union can survive in this form. Like, it's unsustainable. Every single year, they pass more legislation that's all about increasing bureaucracy. It's all about adding even more regulations. And so the question is, like, well, how long can you keep it up? Like you keep mass producing regulation over regulation over regulation. And at some point, the member states are going to tell you to fuck off. The reason they're not telling them to fuck off now is because they keep fining countries, right? Oh, Poland doesn't like what the European Union is doing. They apply a fine. They apply a sanction. At some point, there's going to be so many regulations that people will say, well, it's actually cheaper to pay the fine, but like, what if we don't even do that? So how about you go fuck yourself? You cannot have an institution, again, that regulates the shape of a banana, that regulates what people think, what people can say online, what people get to view. Like, here's one example. When the Israeli got their terrorist attack, right, when Hamas attacked Israel, there was a lot of gruesome footage on Twitter showing civilians getting executed. Like, the Hamas terrorists, they had GoPro cameras and they filmed everything. And the European Union says, no, they shouldn't show that. And I'm like, why? It's not illegal. And I think, like, people need to see the brutality and the gruesomeness of the act in order to get an informed opinion. Why exactly is the European Union saying that grown adults should not be able to view such footage? Do we not have freedom of expression anymore? Do we not have, like, freedom of speech? And so, like, these decisions are what baffles the brain. And I don't think that this is why the European Union was created. I don't think when the people signed the formation of the European Union, they said, okay, let's create an entity that in the future can dictate what people can say online. And unless it's getting reforms, I don't see this surviving for more than 20 years. Of course, I could be wrong, but their refraction to criticism is astonishing. Like, their solution is always, oh, you're criticizing us is because you're pro-Russian. Like, literally, every single criticism, all of them. Like, my God, like, Putin is a mastermind. Like, being able to come with an infinity number of criticisms, or at least hundreds of millions of criticisms with every single Euroskeptic, right? Like, everything they have in their brain is whispered by Putin. So, like, Putin must be the most creative person on Earth. Hopefully he can make a video game or some shit. You know, like a movie, like channel his creativity into some entertainment. That would be amazing. Like his mind seems to be exponentially expanding, just coming up with criticism for the EU every single year. Because, like, again, every criticism that comes from the mouth of a Euroskeptic is whispered in his ear by Putin. At least that's what I get, you know, but that's what I understand. So, apparently Zuckerberg, he framed the decision to get rid of fact-checkers as a return to an argument in favor of freedom of expression. He wants to do what X is doing. The announcement comes days after Nick Clegg, the former UK Deputy Prime Minister, announced he was stepping down as Meta's President of Global Affairs. Meta's oversight, co-chaired by figures including the former Prime Minister of Denmark, responded to the announcement of what is effectively crowdsourced approach, saying that we look forward to working with Meta in the coming weeks to understand the changes in greater detail, ensuring its approach can be as effective, as speech-friendly as possible. They welcomed the announcement. They said, we welcome to like this opportunity to thank Nick Clegg and blah, 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 blah. In the 5-minute statement, Zuckerberg said, government and legacy media have pushed to... I love the fact that he's using Sticks, Hacks, and Hammer, legacy media, right? Like, this insult actually sticks to them like a fly on shit. Very rarely from a propagandistic point of view can you get an insult that actually sticks to something, and when you do it, it's incredibly successful. So, like, legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political, but there's a lot of legitimately bad stuff out there. Drugs, terrorism, CP. These are things that we take very seriously, and I want to make sure that we handle this responsibly. So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content, but the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if it's just 1%, that's millions of people, and we reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent election also feels like a cultural tipping point towards, again, prioritizing speech. So, again, the fact that Trump won is a cultural shift, but it's not just Trump winning, it's Trudeau losing, it's the Germans having difficulty keeping down the AFD, the French having difficulty keeping their governments, all around the world. Changes are happening. People are fed up with the previous paradigm. And apparently Zuckerberg is noticing that. He said that removing some restrictions on content on topics such as gender and immigration can make sure that people can share their beliefs. Did you understand what he said? Removing content regarding gender and immigration. Chat. If you think J.K. Rowling was a problem. Huh? By dialing them back. Oh, so it's not completely off, right? What does dialing? Do I get to misgender someone? Oh my goodness. Can I? Am I allowed? Do I get a card though? Like, is it like, do I need to go to a transgender person and ask for permission? It's like, can I? How does it work? Is it like the N pass? Do I get the misgender pass? By dialing them back, we're just going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platform. We're also going to tune out content filters that require a much higher confidence before taking down content. The reality is that this is a trade-off. It means we're going to catch less bad stuff, but we'll also reduce innocent people post. The UK's Department for Science, we are looking closely at Meta's announcement impacting our platform. Yeah, of course, you know, like the censor happy people. I swear to God, am I wrong if I think that the UK is Europe's version of China? At this point, when it comes to, like, suppressing people. CCTV footage everywhere, massive censorship apparatus, like, all the shabazz. They also want to go cashless. Like, when I went to London, they wouldn't take cash. Is it wrong to think that the UK is China's version of Europe? And they're freaking out that... you know what's left? Is for them to actually start banning platforms. Like, have the great firewall of the UK. And then you're set. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, and also try to make sure that the people who log online have no anonymity, like tie their ID or something to them logging online. There's probably porn on Twitter, right? So, like, force people to use an ID in order to log in on Twitter to verify that they're not underage. Like, try doing that. Kier, I know you have it in you. I know you have it in you. Starmer that shit. Starmer it. Okay, regarding this. This is going to help Musk, because a lot of these social media platforms are realizing that there's still competition. I mean, now there is competition. Before, they were in lockstep, right? Like, before, if one influential person got banned on Twitter, they would get banned on Facebook the next day. They would get banned on YouTube the day after. Now they're noticing, okay, there's actually alternatives. If we ban someone, they can just jump to another platform. So like someone gets banned on Facebook, they still have a Twitter presence. And if Twitter allows for more free speech than you have on Facebook, that's bad for their business. They want to harvest your data. They can't harvest your data if you're not on their platform. And so it's also difficult for advertisers now. Like advertisers used to just unilaterally boycott corporations. And since Musk told them to fuck off and is suing them, and now they don't have their union. What was it called? GLAD or some shit? Now they don't have that. There's no advertisers' presence. And so the only censorship that will be left is from the governments. Like if you're from the European Union, if you're from the UK, you will have censorship if you speak naughty shit by someone knocking at your door and being, say, you have committed the hateful act of speech of hate. And so we're going to arrest your ass. Like that will happen. You may get fired if you're in the United States, right? You posted something edgy online. But even then, it will be like some institutions that are left-leaning. And then if you post like something really vile, really fucked up. Like, for instance, I understand that saw an article that the people who glorified or were okay with that CEO getting shot were flagged by the police in the U.S. as a dangerous individual. I mean, I guess that's one thing, but from my experience on Twitter, seeing how many people were glorifying it, they would have to arrest the entire Democrat Party and their supporters. It's like, well, actually, not the party itself, right? Like, not the politicians, but their aides, their staffers. Like, they were, I saw some of them being, it's like, oh, I mean, yeah, it's a bad thing that it happened, but I'm not going to cry over it. Type of deal, right? So, but still, like, the idea that you can still get flagged over shit you post online is true. Is this going to revitalize Facebook? Probably not. But, again, it's going to help Elon Musk. Because he's actually in a struggle session with the European Union. He's in a struggle snuggle with Britain. And they may say, oh, we're going to shut down your platform. But then now they're going to have to shut down Facebook too. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're still trying to LARP as if they're liberal democracies and they can't ban the entire internet. I mean, sure, you know, you can ban Telegram, you can ban TikTok, but now you're banning Twitter, you're banning Facebook. Don't you think you're getting a little bit overboard? Like what, do we need to make a social media platform called Radio Free Europe? I should stop making that joke because people from America probably don't get it. But still, yeah, times are changing. I don't know if for the better or not. There may be other things that will be censored. There may be other, like the H-1B visa, for instance. But now, who knows, you know? Maybe you can shit-talk the H-1B visas on Facebook. We'll see. Zuckerberg doesn't say anything about racismus, right? Like he said, he's going to remove the censorship regarding immigration. So I guess you can shit talk about H-1B visas and gender ideology. Goodness gracious. There were a lot of things that some of my fellow content creators wanted to say during the last 5 years. A lot of things. But, you know, it's the terms of services, the algorithm, like, you can't fight against the immovable object. You can't convince the algorithm to allow you to speak. Like, you speak it, you get banned, and that's it, right? And a lot of us had certain opinions, thoughts that may be a little bit controversial, but, you know, over the 5 years, they have added up. And so, if there ever becomes a platform where it's allowed to express our thoughts and opinions, 5 years, like 5 years of deep philosophical thinking, just compacted. Goodness. Say it ain't so. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you in the comment section. Take care.